fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 17th of August. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to check all your flashlights. You probably have many flashlights. Make sure they're in good working order. Make sure the batteries are not corroded, and you'll be very glad that you did. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Don Kubley. Don is the CEO of InterShelter Domes, and we're going to talk about a marvelous product that can help people achieve their goals in a very cost-effective, energy-efficient way. Good morning, Don.
Second prepper tip of the day, get yourself the best bug-out shelter on the planet.
Absolutely. Don, I understand that salmon fishing has been banned in Alaska. What's the deal there?
Oh, no, no. Well, remember, there's five. Actually, the king salmon fishing has been suspended in my region of the state.
Okay.
But remember, there's 5 species of salmon. There's also cohos or silvers. There's chums, which are dogs. There's pinks, which are humpies. But the king is the premier fish. And what we've done over the last 20 years is completely rebuild our stocks. In the late 60s, our commercial fisheries, which is our largest industry next to oil, was was in a downward spiral because we had the Japanese drift netters 3 miles off our coast with hundreds of miles long net, hundreds of feet deep, and they'd lose them. And they'd just float around and kill fish till they were full and sink and rot. And then they'd float back up and they would kill another tons and tons of fish. Anyway, we moved the Japanese 300 miles off the coast, so they can't do that anymore. And we started very closely watching our fish runs and our fish stocks and monitoring them. And then one of the things that I did as a governmental liaison for a lot of coastal communities up here was I got money to build hatcheries. The one in Juneau turns out 200 million fish a year. That's just one of probably 50 hatcheries that we've put up across the state. And as a result, we completely rebuilt our fish stocks. But there are cyclical ups and downs to any fish run. And it just so happens that this year the king salmon run is a bit weak. A lot of it has to do with Canadians fishing in the rivers that these fish run into. There's some rivers that start out in America at tidewater, but 100 miles up the river, it's Canada. And those, they call them, well, anyway, those native populations up there will stretch a net across the river to fish and basically stop the run. And so it's a constant battle to try to keep these stocks healthy, and the state of Alaska takes it very seriously. So what they've done is they said, look, we're not getting the returns this year where we should be, so we're going to shut it down for a month.
All right. Well, it's only a month.
That was probably way more information than you needed to know.
Well, it's interesting. I was in my mid to late 20s the first time I ate smoked salmon, and it was a pure delight. I didn't know such a thing could even exist. Well, that's good to know it's only for a month, because a salmon is very...
I had no idea you were a smoked salmon fan. I'm going to send you some that'll bust your mouth. You've never had anything like mine.
You make it yourself?
Oh, yeah. We catch it. In fact, I've got my smoker was going all day yesterday. I was out with a client from New York. And, I smoke a lot of fish every summer. My smoker's going all the time. I'll send you some.
Outstanding. I look forward to that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very unique product. These are domes that you can set up yourself, 20-foot domes, 14-foot domes. And I'm very happy that Don's production has finally caught up with demand. You've had several governments, several militaries buying up everything you could make for a number of years, and you're caught up now. And it looks like you may be building a plant in India or Bangladesh.
The facility is in India, and it's for the refugee market in the Middle East. And we are about to sign a very large contract with the government of Bangladesh, which you probably know is the most populous country on the planet. They have regular natural disasters because of their river system and flooding. I had a guy that found us that is connected to the government of Bangladesh at the highest levels. He meets with ministers every day, the equivalent of our secretaries of departments. Like the Secretary of Interior and the Secretary of Defense and what have you.
Right, right.
And they've absolutely turned on to the domes, and we are in the final stages of a very large order, which is going to be the first of many.
Well, that's good for everybody. It's good for the Bangladeshi people. It's good for your company. And I'm sure that project will move forward. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to my website, at the libertyman.com, scroll down the left side, you'll see a number of images of domes there. It flashes alternately. Now, there's a dome with northern lights. There's one at the Arctic. There's one in the desert. There's one in a wooded area. As we frequently say, Don, you and I, the only limitation is people's imagination and their pocketbook, right?
It truly is, and I've used this phrase before, but it's absolutely our mantra. And when you talk about it, you're limited only to your imagination. Picture a blank canvas for an artist. Myself, I'm as artistic and mechanical as a stump. So, you know, when I see a blank canvas, that's all. I see a snowstorm. But there are people that can paint the Mona Lisa. And that's really what you can do with our domes. I would draw a stick man on it. Somebody else could do something phenomenal on that canvas. Stick man's all I need for my hunting and fishing lodges, a couple bunks, a picnic table, and a bar. Other people want bathrooms and kitchens and bedrooms and laundry rooms and stuff like that. And you can, anything you can buy in a Home Depot, you can put in a dome. So, it really is up to your imagination and your needs. Whatever deployment you might have for my buildings, my revolutionary buildings, they fit the bill for a lot of different niches.
That's right. That's right. And it can be a business opportunity also. Dan, who is a regular caller here, Dan is getting ready to purchase one and set one up in a high-traffic area just off Interstate 44 here in Missouri. And other people could be doing the same thing, looking at business opportunities to be selling domes and having domes for a rental property, for a vacation home, for a full-time home, for storage, You can turn the entire dome into a refrigerator if you need to. We don't know the limits, do we, Don? We simply don't.
I hear new ones every day. I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody will call and say, you know, I want to turn it into an aquaponic grow house in Eskimo village in the far north of Canada. Okay, that's all right. Let's do that. And so it's every day I'm stunned at some of the ideas people come up with, and the list keeps growing.
That's right. That's right. Well, when you go to my website, ladies and gentlemen, you can click on the dome section there and start studying up on it. Do your homework. And if you got questions, call me. If I don't have the answer, I'll get the answer from Don. And just get this going. Set up your vacation home. Set up your emergency retreat. Set up a beautiful full-time home for yourself. Or rental property. Or dormitories for college students. I know my 20-year-old grandson, he'll be 21 this fall. Him and four of the boys are renting a home in the college town where they are, and my grandson got the garage for his bedroom. my job will be at the urging of his mother, my daughter, is to insulate the garage door when I get up there this fall before the cold weather hits, and maybe put some weather stripping around the edge of the garage door so the boy has a more comfortable climate there. But I could see where a dome would be just great for a college student, can't you, Don?
I would have loved to add one, I'll tell you that. Absolutely, yep. Yeah. You know, that's really the magic of the dome is, you know, there's a lot of products that just are attractive to one market or another. You know, you've got some products that the environmental or green community appreciate, and you've got other products that our good redneck friends and hunters and fishermen out in the woods like. But it's not very often that you take two opposite markets and have them both appreciate and have uses for a product. And I'll tell you, the hippies love the domes as much as the hunter in the woods that's living off the land. You know, you've got ladies that want to use them in their backyards as salons and massage parlors, and you got Marines that want to use them in the field to kill Taliban. You know, it's a pretty wide ranging market.
Well, some clarity here: the domes don't kill the Taliban; the Marines do.
That's right.
Right, right.
But
okay.
They sure make our Marine safer and more comfortable.
Well, getting a good night's sleep when you're out in the bush is a really, really big deal. And
yes, it is.
And of course, if you are in a situation where the Taliban might be around, you can cover the dome with some chicken wire and spray it with concrete, maybe 6 or 8 inches thick.
Or you can just stack sandbags all the way up.
I don't like sandbags. They have to be replaced way too frequently.
Yeah.
When we went from the burlap sandbags to the polyester sandbags, that was a huge thing, because the burlap sandbags in a tropical environment last maybe 90 days, if you're lucky.
Yeah, and or one shot.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the polyethylene bags, they'll last about 6 months as opposed to ultraviolet. The ultraviolet is what kills those things. I got polyethylene sandbags on my shooting bench that have been there for more than a year without degrading, because I now have an overhead shelter at CO.
Nice.
But the ultraviolet doesn't hurt the domes, does it?
No. We have one that's been in the Mojave Desert for 30 years, looks like a brand new dome. And the Mojave gets bloody hot. In fact, they just bought a new one. They're the owners of the Integratron. They've got a huge dome there that's 60 feet in diameter. Excuse me. I think about 30 feet high. It's got two levels on it, all made of wood. It's a beautiful thing.
That reminds me, Don. Give me your zip code real quick.
99801. It's on the beach in Juneau, Alaska.
Okay. The reason I ask is I got a link here on my website for the Ultraviolet Index. And the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will provide that. And the ultraviolinist for you today, sir, is 2, which is low.
I'm surprised it isn't -0 because we haven't seen the sun here in about, well, we've had 4 days this summer, it didn't rain. This is a unique summer. Right now it's 45 degrees and raining sideways, and it's supposed to be like this for another 10 days. You have to have been born here to deal with this.
Well, I don't doubt that at all. In my neighborhood, we frequently run very high, which will burn you through your clothing, 8+. And the domes will protect people from the ultraviolet, and the ultraviolet is very harmful on many building materials, roofing material, for example, asphalt shingles. They put the gravel in the asphalt shingles to protect the asphalt from the ultraviolet. That's why it's there, not to look at, be attractive. But that's a big deal. Outside maintenance on any structure is a really big deal and a big expense. And that simply goes away with the domes, doesn't it?
That's right. And a lot of the heat does, too. You were talking about how hot it is there. The white domes, are the gel coat is so bright on it, it's so glossy, that it reflects a lot of the heat of the sun. So on a 90-degree day, on a sunny day, it's only 75 in the dome naturally with no air conditioning and no insulation.
Well, that's a huge savings in energy cost. We spend a lot of money around here on air conditioning every summer, and a lot of times when we do our blessing the food before we eat, I'll say thank God for air conditioning. Being down here in the summertime without air conditioning is brutal. In fact, a lot of wealthy families in Metro St. Louis would go to Michigan, to Charlevoix, Michigan, other places, also June, July, and August, because it was so brutal. But it's refreshing to know, and good to know, that the domes will be very energy efficient, both for heat and for cold as well, right? Won't they, Don?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And for wet. I mean, they're as efficient with you people lucky enough to have UVs as for those of us who've never seen a UV. And they're as waterproof as they are UV-proof, so that's good for us up here.
It is. It is. Very unique, very affordable, very energy efficient, and something that your great-great-grandchildren could still be making use of. Right, Don?
Oh, that's absolutely right. Generations will use it. If you bought a dome today, generations of your family would be using it.
Now, up the road here from me, and we got a family farm. It's been in the same family since before the Civil War. And you can see structures around there that have been around for 80 to 100-plus years, sometimes 125, 130 years. And they've taken a beating over these decades. Where a dome in the same situation 100 years from now would be just as fresh and just as nice-looking as it is today, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Geez, the farm's been there since the Civil War. I sure hope they don't have any statues they're going to have to take down.
They proudly fly the Confederate battle flag from the front porch, and I proudly fly the Confederate battle flag on my front porch as well. Driving on these roads here, about 1 out of 10 homes will be proudly flying the Confederate battle flag around here.
I know we're not on here to talk politics, but I'm just horrified and offended by what's going on with this radical left telling us that we can't honor the people that built this country. These statues they're taking down now, Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson, yes, they were Confederate generals, but the main reason, and I should just shut up right now, but
no, you shouldn't.
Is because they were plantation owners. Well, guess what? So was George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, the founders of this country, the authors of our Constitution. So what are they going to do, take down the Washington Monument? What are they going to do, change the name of our capital?
There's a black clergyman, I think he's a clergyman in Chicago, advocating that we take down a George Washington Monument in Chicago.
There you go.
How about that? There's no end to it.
I mean, we've got to stand up and be counted.
We do. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of August, visiting with Don Kubley, the CEO of Intershelter Domes. And Dixie just didn't want to go away. So,
it's all right with me.
Don, your domes are literally being set up all over the planet, aren't they, sir?
Yes, they are. From the South Pole to the North Pole, literally. We have ecotourism resort at the South Pole. We have a Russian research station at South Pole. We've got an Argentinian glamping resort at South Pole. We're in all seven of Parks Canada Arctic parks along their North Arctic coast. The United States Navy uses this at the North Pole with their nuclear submarine research project. And then we're everywhere in between, the Marshall Islands, the Hawaiian Islands, Japan, New Zealand. We're pretty much circling it now, John.
Let's go back to the Navy. Now, the Navy pops up through the ice with a submarine, and then they have the domes stowed, or domes plural. I don't know if they have more than one stored on board a submarine, and they bring them out and set them up.
No, actually, what they do, John, is they fly the domes out.
Okay.
And Hercules aircraft, they land on the ice, set up the camp, and then they live out there for months at a time doing research. And then every once in a while, one of these subs will just pop up and say hi. They'll commiserate and then go back down, and away they go.
Now, landing a C-130 on ice in the Arctic would be an act of faith, to say the least.
Well, that's how we built the pipeline. You know, there was no road to Prudhoe Bay when we first started building the pipeline. And by the way, I'm very old. I worked every camp north of the Yukon during the construction of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. But it was the Hercules aircraft that built that pipeline, because without a road, the only way you could get equipment north of Fairbanks was in C-130s. And as you know, they are workhorses. And
they are
extremely stout.
I don't know what the decision-making process was to attempt to replace them with C-17, but I think it was a massive mistake. They should have just kept the C-130 in production with upgrades to the avionics and the engines. But that's just me.
Well, we still see them flying all over around here. They fly over my house all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're still in daily service and have been for half a century. Well, regardless, the domes are in service. North Pole, South Pole, all over North America, Asian continent, soon to be in the Middle East. What about Africa and Europe?
Oh, yeah. We're in Germany. They use this for refugee housing in Germany and also glamping facilities. We've got a pod in southern France. Lady uses it for backpackers from Australia and New Zealand. She's got a big vineyard down there, and she keeps her workers. And, you know, a lot of times these kids will work their way through Europe. So she uses the domes to house these young people that come and want to, you know, be part of the winemaking process for a few months or a summer. And in Africa, we're used by Doctors Without Borders for remote hospital facilities in the Congo, in the North African Republic, on the Ivory Coast. They use them for Ebola clinics all over the west coast of Africa. In South Africa is the staging area to go to the South Pole with the White Desert. They have some in, you fly out of Johannesburg to fly to the South Pole. Most people don't know that. But we have some there. Yeah, we're all over it. We're in Africa in a big way. In fact, we're negotiating with United Nations to do 2 1,000-man camps in the Sudan for Gurkha warriors coming in to take care of Boko Haram.
Well, it's about time. You turn the Gurkhas loose on the Boko Haram, they'll kick butt and take names, and that'll be the end of Boko Haram.
Yeah.
I got it.
And my God.
Within the Special Forces community, the Gurkhas are held in high regard as being true warriors. They really are.
Yeah.
And,
I've got a company out of England that is made up of all retired SAS and British Marine Special Forces colonels and generals. And the guy that's in charge of this camp has fought with the Gurkhas in 3 different conflicts, and so he knows the leadership of all of them. It's going to be a great team.
That's good to hear. That's good news. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all costs if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Listen, we're back. J.R. Moore on Thursday, the 17th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project of locating images of continents with new coastlines continues to move forward. The most recent one was a TV show broadcast only a few days ago, August the 8th, the Discovery Investigation Series. And some excellent images there I posted at my website. It is clearly the Navy map showing North America with new coastlines. Also on my website, you'll find Energy Clinic for sale, a marvelous healing device. If you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, it will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep, yep, probably help there also. Only $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. This is my home business. When you order an Energy Cleaner or a fitted mattress pad, I'm the guy that reconfigures the mattress pads and boxes them up and ships them. Same thing with the Energy Cleaner. I box them up and ship them also from the Cherryville Country Post Office. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hourline, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Don Kubley, the CEO of Inner Shelter Domes. He's up there in Alaska, and he's doing business with governments around the world, different militaries around the world, shipping these domes all over the place to help people have safe, secure, attractive housing. Right, Don?
Very secure, very safe. But, John, I just went to the image you were talking about just a moment ago with the new coastline.
Yes.
On the most recent show just a few days ago.
Yes.
What the heck is that? What happened to all that land? Where'd it go?
We could
discuss. An earthquake?
Why don't you and I talk privately, Don? And I'll ship you some material because it's my 4-hour DVD is an abbreviated version of what needs to be discussed.
Okay, I got you.
Okay,
that's a pretty stunning map right there. That looks like deep water, right in Mississippi.
right. Well,
okay.
It's complex, and you interact with people who know about this, but they don't tell you. I know your business, I know your profile. I understand what you do for a living. I know who you interact with, and there's men and women you interact with who know about this and keep their mouth shut because of non-disclosure agreements and other things. But anyway, we can talk about that privately, Don. I'll give you a call.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes and no. When earth changes happen, this can be incorporated into the dome discussion. And the earth changes are coming. They've known about them for decades. You're going to have many tens of millions of people worldwide will be seeking an alternative place to live because their homes have been inundated. And that's where another use for the domes is for a retreat, a safe haven. When your home becomes untenable for whatever reason, many thousands of people leaving New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina would have been really pleased and tickled to know that they had a comfortable dome waiting for them a couple hundred miles north of New Orleans. But they had to seek shelter wherever they could, and those people spread out all over the South into northern Louisiana, in the Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, and so forth, where the domes, if they had been available, would have been a great way to provide housing for those people, wouldn't it, Don?
Oh, absolutely, especially if you compare it with the horrific disaster that they brought down there to make things worse. You know, the government bought 70,000 of those piece of junk trailers.
Right.
That they brought down there, and by the way, they also bought 70,000 of them, and they paid 70,000 per trailer. They were toxic, they were full of formaldehyde and all kinds of other bad stuff, and the people that lived in them got sick, especially the old people and the young people, which are always the most vulnerable. The children that were living in those were bleeding from the ears, they were bleeding from the eyes. And right now, today, I can send you pictures, John, of parking lots full of those trailers. There's 5,000-10,000 of them lined up in these great big fields down there. And they're so toxic, they can't even bury them. They don't know what to do with them. They can't burn them. They can't bury them. They're just sitting there rusting. In fact, I was called back and asked to testify before the Homeland Security Committee in Congress, before Congressman Benny Thompson's committee was chairman. I can send you the testimony, and the title of the hearing was New and Innovative Disaster Relief Housing because of the debacle at Katrina. They flat out said this would be a vast improvement on that. And as a result of that hearing, Congressman Thompson wrote a letter. The next thing that happened was Haiti. The earthquake in Haiti, and Congressman Thompson, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, wrote a letter to President Bill Clinton, former President Clinton, at the Clinton Foundation, and the ambassador from Haiti to the United States wrote a letter saying, for heaven's sakes, give us 10,000 of these domes now.
Well, we all know what happened to money there. The money went to the Clinton Foundation instead of the Haitians.
That's right. Wow, I'm impressed. I didn't know many people knew that. Yeah, it all went right in their pocket.
The people listening to John Moore Show know this because we're an educated audience here. But, and that's something the Attorney General of the United States should be looking into is the Clinton Foundation. That's where the bodies are buried, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't get the domes. The money went to the Clinton
Foundation. There's deep of them.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, the bodies are stacked up in the Clinton Foundation. So the domes weren't bought, and the people from Haiti are still suffering. The relief didn't get to the people. If the domes had been entered, these people would have shelter for the next 100-plus years.
Earthquake-proof shelter, unless the ground opens up below you. And then if that happens, that's between you and God. But unless the ground opens up underneath your feet, they're earthquake-proof.
Well, during the hundreds of earthquakes here in my neighborhood, 1811, 1812, just east of me, the citizens put logs on a east-west axis because the ground was opening up on a north-south axis. So it would start shaking. They'd run out of their log cabin, stand on those logs, hoping that if the ground opened up, the crevasse was not wide enough to sink the logs that they were standing on. That's how bad it was. It went on for months. Hundreds of earthquakes. Three of them shook church bells, rang church bells on the East Coast in Philadelphia. So we're having an earthquake-proof shelter. There's many parts of the world. Now, Oklahoma, for example, was always seismically neutral up until about 10 or 12 years ago when they started having these many, many earthquakes. California, of course, earthquake-prone. Other parts of the world have multiple, or the Middle East is known for their earthquakes. And having an earthquake-proof shelter would certainly give people some peace of mind, wouldn't it, Don?
It would me. I'll tell you what, if I lived in your neck of the woods, we don't have tornadoes in Alaska. Of course, we don't have UV rays here, but if I lived in Tornado Alley, I wouldn't even think twice about bolting one of these to a concrete pad and shooting them with shotcrete. I mean, it's hard for an Alaskan to comprehend what a tornado does. We look at all the news clips and the videos, it looks like a bomb went off, you know, but it's hard to comprehend that one minute you're sitting there eating dinner and the next minute you're in the next county. I'll tell you what, if I lived there, I would have some kind of protection. And if you get one of these domes and strap it down to a pad and shoot it with shotcrete, you'll have tornado parties at your house.
Right. Well, actually, that is one of the effects of a tornado. The barometric pressure drops so fast that a tight house will literally explode from the dramatic decrease in pressure. Tornadoes are a serious thing, and we deal with them here. Many people have tornado shelters, many don't. But having your full-time home also be your tornado shelter would be another aspect for having peace of mind, wouldn't it, Don?
Yeah, or just have one of these in your backyard. Have it be your man cave 99.9% of the time, but that 0.1% of the time that twister rolls through, your man cave turns into your survival shack.
We got a caller from where the sun hasn't quite come up yet in Hawaii. We got Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan. Dan, you're on the air.
I'm here. Thank you, John. Thank you, Don. By the way, Don, I worked at, when I was a kid, I worked at Pump 2 and Valdez on the big tanks.
Good for you, sir. Thank you for your help in putting that great project together. I was always up further north of Fairbanks, but I know you guys down on the south end worked just as hard as we did, 712s to 715s.
Big tanks once you get inside.
I'll bet. You know, I caught my breath there for a minute. I'm doing a project in Hawaii with a guy named Dan, Reverend Dan Kaneshiro, at the First Assembly of God there, and I thought you might be him. I have never told him about this radio show, but I thought maybe he snuck up on me.
No, I'm on the Big Island.
Good for you. We're about to ship some over there. I hear you've got a terrible homeless problem there, too.
Well, not too bad here. It's more up in Honolulu.
Oh, yeah.
Up on Oahu. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, nice talking to you, Don. My question was for John.
What's your question, Dan? Go ahead.
Okay, John, with earth changes, let's say here in Hawaii, what do you think about altitude? What might be a good altitude to be at?
Well, 600 feet or higher is good, Dan, but your main issue there is going to be being cut off spare parts from the mainland, which means that's a massive issue that is not easily resolved.
Absolutely.
So
you're already 600 feet, then.
Right, 600 feet. You're right.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate it.
Hey, aloha, Dano.
Aloha, Don.
Aloha. We had 8 or 10 guys in my military intelligence class that were from Hawaii. They were all Hawaiian National Guardsmen, and they were a great bunch of guys. They knew how to have fun, and most of them were involved in hotel and resort management as 20 and 21, 22 year olds. So that was that. I was in Hawaii for 1 hour on a refueling while going to Vietnam. That was my experience for being in Hawaii.
Well, that's too bad. It's a beautiful place. I wish you'd been stationed there one time.
Well, that would have been great.
Truly a paradise.
It didn't work out that way. There's no place on the planet that's completely safe from all natural disasters. Every place is subject to something, either hurricanes or tornadoes or earthquakes, volcanoes erupting. There's no place on the planet that's completely safe from all natural disasters, is there, Don?
Well, we don't have tornadoes or hurricanes up here, but as you said, every place has got their Achilles heel, and the biggest recorded earthquake of all time hit Alaska Good Friday of 1964. It was a 9.3. And it wiped out every coastal community from Kodiak to Seward and Valdez, and about 4 square blocks of Anchorage just rolled right into Cook Inlet, into the ocean up there.
Right.
The whole Main Street, downtown Anchorage, dropped 8 feet. We don't have the tornadoes and hurricanes, but we are on the rim of fire, that great big fault line that runs from here to Japan. It's the same fault line that crushed northern Japan with that big tsunami a few years ago.
Yep, I remember the photographs. I remember that.
I remember it well because we were in Japan 5 days after the quake with a Starlifter full of domes, and I was up in the tsunami zone at the worst hit city called Ofunaru, a town of 500,000 that was virtually gone. There was nothing left but concrete pads of buildings and houses. The first building standing was 3 miles from the beach. It was a 6-foot concrete building, and it had a 200-foot boat sitting on top of it.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It was amazing.
Well, your company has set up a way to respond quickly to disasters, it sounds like.
Yes, well, you know, we're still stockpiling and trying to keep enough inventory on the shelf to be able to respond the way we should. We're working with DynCorp Corporation to do that for special ops deployments and natural disasters. But, you know, for years and years, it was very frustrating, John. We weren't a big enough company to have a stockpile of domes inventory. It's very expensive to do that. And just countless times, like after the big earthquake in Rome, about north of Rome about 8 years ago, I had the undersecretary the deputy ambassador to the United States from Italy call and say, how many, how fast? And we didn't have how many, how fast. I said, well, we can give you 50 at the end of this month and 100 next month. And that, you know, he wanted 150, 200 on a plane that day.
Right, right.
And so that's our biggest challenge, John, is to have enough domes to be able to respond for these big disasters, and we're working at that.
Well, it's expensive to have inventory sitting in a warehouse unsold. That's very expensive.
It is.
And, it sounds like you're headed towards that goal regardless, aren't you, sir?
Yeah, we are. Yes, we
okay.
are.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. And like I said, in my little spot that I do here on my show, it was 3 years before you had enough inventory to even sell them to my people. But now you're up and running. You've got how many plants at how many locations now?
One in California, one in Portland, soon to be one. I had one in Georgia that was not up to our standards. We're opening up another one down there. We've got one in India, and Lord knows where the next one's going to be.
Okay. All right.
Probably Canada.
There we go. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm going to go arch around.
Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of August, visiting with Don Kubley, the CEO of Intershelter Domes, Captain Don Kubley. Don, I got this image here. There's a gentleman in mess dress, blues, and another man with some bunch of medals, and a gentleman with a coat and tie. Which one is you?
I'm sorry, you're looking at a picture of two guys?
Right.
And one guy's got a bunch of medals on?
Right.
Okay, I think that is the Adjutant General of the National Guard in Oregon. Okay. And I've got a suit on too.
Right. There's a coat and tie next to him. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's at a National Guard, big National Guard gathering at Seaside, Oregon, about 8 years ago, and that was the Adjutant General of Oregon, the tag, and I won. There was a big convention, and they had, of course, all the vendors in there selling guns and robots and knives and sleeping bags, and I was awarded the best new military product at the show, and that's him giving me the award.
Outstanding. Well, that's a great photograph. Don, I'm going to be sending you, going out today's mail, my two DVD set titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. I advise people to not watch it before they want to go to sleep.
Okay. By the way, John, where did you get that picture? I didn't send you that picture. Where in the heck did you find that?
Well, it's an email, and it's from you.
Okay.
May 24th, 2016. So.
Wow, I didn't remember sending you that. Yeah, he looks pretty good in all them medals, doesn't he?
maybe Tracy sent it.
It could very well be. Let me tell you a story about that. Let me tell you a story about that event. This is how I know my domes are hurricane-proof. Besides the fact they've been on mountaintops in Alaska taking 200 mile an hour winds, and at the South Pole taking 240 mile an hour winds for many, many years. The convention center that they were holding this National Guard convention at Seaside, Oregon, it was in March. It was in, a late winter, early spring. Late winter is what it was. And Seaside, Oregon, obviously, is right on the beach. And the convention center is directly across the street from the beach and wide open to the ocean. My hotel was about a block down, also on the water. And I don't know if we were just too busy to hear about it or somebody forgot to tell us. But the biggest storm in 10 years rolled in off the ocean that night, and it blew 99 miles an hour. I was on the third level of this hotel, and the waves hitting the beach were even with my balcony.
Amazing.
And we had one 20-footer sitting in the parking lot outside and a 14-footer inside. And I didn't sleep all night. Like you said, a good night's sleep helps. I didn't sleep all night because we didn't anchor that dome down, the 20-footer sitting in the parking lot, and it was wide open to the ocean. And so I laid there all night going, oh, my God, this thing's going to be in Pittsburgh, and we're going to look like idiots.
Right.
And so about 4 o'clock in the morning, I finally said to heck with it. I went out into the storm and walked down the street, and that dome sat there all night long and did not move an inch. It was not anchored down with one bolt, with one sandbag, with nothing. It sat there and took 100-mile-an-hour winds all night long.
Right, right. Well, the wind goes around and actually has an effect of pushing the dome down against the floor, against the ground, doesn't it?
It does. That's exactly what happens.
Yeah, and neat. That's very neat. Well, Don, we're pretty much out of time here. I want to thank you as always for being with us and encourage people to go to my website at thelibertyman.com and check out the domes on the left side of my homepage there and start educating yourself and then make your decision and make your purchase. Don, thank you, sir. Appreciate
could
you
I
being
add,
with us.
Could, yes, I, add one, could I add one
Please.
Last thing, John?
Of course.
People, Americans, fellow Americans, with what's going on with this Kim Jong-un idiot in North Korea, and the debate about how far he can reach into our homeland with those missiles, I highly recommend that you take responsibility for your family and your safety into your own hands. Don't wait for the cavalry to ride over the hill. Get yourself a place to go and bug out.
Absolutely. Don, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
okay. Yeah, sir. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.